الله سبحانه وتعالى says وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا When it is said to them, believe in what Allah has revealed, they say, we believe only in what was revealed to us. And they disbelieve in what came after it, while it is the truth, confirming that which is with them. Say, then why did you kill the prophets of Allah before, if you are indeed believers? So if you truly believed in what was given to you, then you should have not killed the prophets that were sent with that message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, And Moses had certainly brought you clear proofs. Then you took the calf in worship after that, while you were wrongdoers. And recall when we took your covenant and raised over you the mount, saying, Take what we have given you with determination and listen. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَاسْمَعُوا And listen. Listen meaning obey. Allah says, They said, instead we hear and disobey, and their hearts absorb the worship of the calf because of their disbelief. Say, how wretched is that which your faith enjoins upon you, if you should be believers. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if the home of the hereafter with Allah is for you alone and not the other people, then wish for death. If you should be truthful, but never will they wish for it ever, because of what their hands have put forth. They know what they have done, Allah says, and Allah is knowing of the wrongdoers. And you will surely find them, the Bani Israel, the most greedy of people for life, even more than those who associate others with Allah. Allah says, even more than the mushrikeen. The Bani Israel are greedy for life because their whole entire life revolves around this dunya. In fact, now, if you look at their religion, if you ask about their religion, they do not believe in the hereafter anymore. Allah says in this ayah, one of them wishes that he could be granted life 1,000 years, but it would not remove him in the least from the coming punishment of that he should be granted life. Allah says, that nothing would prevent the punishment from coming to them. And Allah is seeing of what they do. Say, whoever is an enemy to Gabriel, Jibril alayhi salam, it is none but he who has brought it, meaning the Quran, down upon your heart, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who thinks that Jibril alayhi salam is their enemy? Again, it was the Bani Israel. They came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Who brings you the revelation? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam named Jibril alaihi salam. Well, they had found another reason to deny. They said Jibril is our enemy because he used to bring punishment upon us by the order of Allah. Subhanallah. Such twisted logic. Allah says, It is none but he who has brought it, the Quran, down upon your heart, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the permission of Allah, confirming that which was before it, and as guidance and good tidings for the believers. Whoever is an enemy to Allah and his angels and his messengers and Gabriel and Michael, Mikael alayhi salam, he's in charge of rains and plants. Allah says, then indeed Allah is an enemy to the disbelievers. It is our deen, our iman. We have to believe in Allah and all of his messengers and all of the books that he has sent and his angels. We have to believe in akhirah and we have to believe in destiny. This is our iman. Allah says, and we have certainly revealed to you verses which are clear proofs and no one would deny them except the defiantly disobedient. Is it not true that every time they took a covenant, a party of them threw it away? But in fact, most of them do not believe. And when a messenger from Allah came to them, confirming that which was with them, a party of those who had been given the scripture through the scripture of Allah, meaning the Torah, behind their backs, as if they did not know what it contained. Subhanallah. And they followed instead what the devils had recited during the reign of Solomon. Now, as human beings, we need an ideology. We need some goals, a philosophy that we need to follow, something that brings us together as a community, something that gives us direction to our lives that is higher than ourselves. So Allah says that since they turned away from the Torah and they threw it behind their backs, as if they did not know what it contained, they had to rely on something else. So they started indulging in black magic. Allah says, and they followed instead what the devils had recited during the reign of Solomon. It was not Solomon who disbelieved, but the devils disbelieved, teaching people magic and that which was revealed to the two angels at Babylon, Harut and Marut. Sulaiman alayhi salam had incredible miracles, and he used to control the jinn. When he died, it is said that some booklets of black magic were found under his throne. The devils had put them there. It was the devils who used to recite black magic and incite people to follow it. So the people of Bani Israel, they started indulging in black magic, and they would use those devils in order to fulfill their own needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it was not Solomon who disbelieved, but the devils disbelieved, teaching people magic and that which was revealed to the two angels at Babylon, Harut and Marut. Harut and Marut were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a test. So Allah says next, but they, that is the two angels, do not teach anyone unless they say, we are a trial, so do not disbelieve, meaning by practicing black magic. Practicing black magic is a major sin in Islam. It has always been a major sin. Number one, black magic is true. And the most important thing that we need to realize is if someone practices black magic, they have automatically gone outside the fold of Islam. May Allah save us and our generations from that, Ameen. Because they did not rely on Allah, they did not rely on the Torah. Instead, they relied on the shayateen. So the angels would warn them and say, we're a trial, don't learn this from us. And yet they learn from them that which they cause, by which they cause separation between a man and his wife. But they do not harm anyone through it, except by the permission of Allah. Black magic does not harm anyone, except only as much as Allah wills. And they, meaning the people, learn what harms them and does not benefit them. But they, the children of Israel, certainly knew that whoever purchased it, meaning magic, would not have in the hereafter any share. And wretched is that for which they sold themselves, if they only knew. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses words like selling and buying and exchanging for small price, his ayat, over and over in the Quran. We are constantly making a bargain with Allah. What is it that we want? This world or Akhirah? Allah says in the next ayah, and if they had believed and feared Allah, then the reward from Allah would have been far better, if they only knew. O you who have believed, say not to Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ra'ina, but say unzurna, and listen. What was the word ra'ina? In Arabic, it means consider us, meaning give us time to hear you and listen to us. The Jews used to use the same word with the meaning of an insult. Therefore, the believers were ordered to avoid this expression and used instead the word unsurna. Wait for us so that we may understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala simply ordered the believers to use a different word instead of chastising the Bani Israel. What a beautiful way. Allah says, and for the disbelievers is a painful punishment. Instead of confrontation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, change your behavior, just change your direction so that you would not be at fault. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't criticize them. Change your behavior so that you would not become the target of fun. Allah says, neither those who disbelieve from the people of the scripture, that is the Jews and Christians, nor the polytheists wish that any good should be sent down to you from your Lord. But Allah selects for His mercy whom He wills, and Allah is a possessor of great bounty. Allah doesn't care about our faces. He doesn't care about our races. He doesn't care about our wealth. Allah selects for His mercy whom He wills. Allah looks at the hearts of people. Allah says in ayah number 106, we do not abrogate a verse or cause it to be forgotten, except that we bring forth one better than it or similar to it. Do you not know that Allah is over all things competent? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an example and explains another objection that the Bani Israel had. Why do your rulings keep changing? Why do your verses keep changing? Do you know that there are certain verses in the Quran that were lifted? They remain in the memory of the Sahaba, but they were lifted from recitation. There were other times where the ruling remained and the verse was lifted. There were times when the verse only was left, but the ruling was lifted. For example, the iddah of women previously was one whole year. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left that ayah in the Quran, but He has also sent down another ayah in the Quran that says it is now 4 months and 10 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also left the verse and the ruling along with it in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the rulings because Allah says to bring forth one better than it or similar to it. And this is Allah's will, and He can do whatever He wants. Allah says, do you not know that to Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and that you have not besides Allah any protector or any helper? Or do you intend to ask your messenger as Moses was asked before? And whoever exchanges faith for disbelief has certainly strayed from the soundness of way. How did they bother Musa alayhi salam? They would persistently question. In the case of the disbelievers, they demanded a miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To ask too many questions in religion is forbidden. Why? Because people most of the time ask questions simply so that they can avoid doing what they need to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, and what He likes for us is to listen and to obey. Allah says many of the people of the scripture wish they could turn you back to disbelief after you have believed, out of envy from themselves, even after the truth has become clear to them. So pardon and overlook until Allah delivers His command. Allah says again, avoid confrontation. Know that their intentions are not good, but avoid confrontation and be patient. Allah says, so pardon and overlook until Allah delivers His command. Indeed, Allah is over all things competent. Allah will deliver His command, and He did. Allah says, in the meantime, what are we supposed to do? And establish prayer and give zakah, and whatever good you put forward for yourselves, you will find it with Allah. Indeed, Allah of what you do is seeing. And they say, none will enter paradise except one who is a Jew or a Christian. That is merely their wishful thinking. Say, produce your proof if you should be truthful. Yes, on the contrary, whoever submits his face, meaning his self, his entire self, in Islam to Allah, while being a doer of good, will have his reward with his Lord. And no fear will there be concerning them, nor will they grieve, no anxiety, and no depression. The Jews say the Christians have nothing true to stand on, and the Christians say the Jews have nothing to stand on, although they both recite the scripture. Thus do those who know not, meaning the polytheists. Note, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again says that the mushrikeen who do not have the scripture are who? Allazina la ya'lamuna. People who have no knowledge. Allah says, thus do those who know not, that is the polytheists, speak the same as their words. Meaning they also say the same thing like the Jews and Christians, that we are the ones who are going to be saved. We are better off than anyone else. Allah says, what do they do? Speak the same as their words. But Allah will judge between them on the day of resurrection concerning that over which they used to differ. And who are more unjust than those who prevent the name of Allah from being mentioned in His mosques and strive toward their destruction? It is not for them to enter them except in fear. For them in this world is disgrace, and they will have in the hereafter a great punishment. The mushrikeen of Makkah, who would prevent the Muslims from worshipping in the haram. And to Allah belongs the east and the west. So wherever you might turn, there is the face of Allah. Indeed, Allah is all-encompassing and knowing. The face of Allah. We do not know what the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like. Allah mentions His face in the Quran. He mentions His eyes. He mentions His hand. Allah mentions His footstool. We do not know the details of it. But our belief is to accept them the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned them in the Quran. It is not important for us to know the details of these. Why? These are of the mutashabihat, the ayat that are not very clear. and they are not going to help us to get into Jannah or to be saved from hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to accept them the way they are and say we believe in all of it is from Allah. Indeed, Allah says, indeed Allah is all-encompassing and knowing. In ayah number 116, Allah says, they say, Allah has taken a son. Exalted is He, Subhanahu. Subhanahu means He is free from all imperfections. He is far above everything that they falsely attribute to Him. Allah says, rather to Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and the earth. All are devoutly obedient to Him. Originator of the heavens and the earth. When He decrees a matter, He only says to it, Kun, be, and it is, and it becomes. Allah does not need a son. Allah then says next, those who do not know say, why does Allah not speak to us, or there come to us a sign? Thus spoke those before them, like their words. Their hearts resemble each other. Allah says this is not anything new. People have already always made those complaints. We have shown clearly the signs to a people who are certain in faith. Allah says His signs are true, and only the people who are certain in faith believe them. Indeed, we have sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the truth as a bringer of good news and a warner, and you will not be asked about the companions of hellfire. And never will the Jews and the Christians approve of you until you follow their religion. Say, indeed, the guidance of Allah is the only guidance. If you were to follow the desires after what has come to you of knowledge, you would have against Allah no protector or helper. Who is Allah addressing? Allah is addressing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says they will never be happy until you follow their religion. Say, Inna hudallahi huwal huda. The true guidance is only the guidance of Allah. Allah then says, those to whom we have given the book, recite it with its true recital. Allazina atainahumul kitaba yatlunahu haqqa tilawatihi. What is haqqa tilawatihi? The haqq of its tilawa. The haqq of its recitation, the right of its recitation. To recite the Quran with the proper tajweed, proper pronunciation, following the rules of tajweed. To recite the Quran with its understanding. To recite the Quran and follow it. To recite the Quran and relay it to other people. To follow all of the Quran, not parts of the Quran. To never forget the Quran. To keep it and make it a part of our daily lives. That is haqqa tilawatihi. Allah says they are the ones who believe in it. And whoever disbelieves in it, it is they who are the losers. People who open the book just once a year? No. People who open the book only when someone dies? No. People who open it every single time they have a question. And they can hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking to them through the words of the Quran. And they follow it. And they believe in all of it. Sami'na wa atana, we have heard and we have obeyed. May Allah make us of those people. Ameen. Allah then says next, O children of Israel, remember my favor which I have bestowed upon you, and that I preferred you over the worlds. When Allah bestows favors and Allah prefers us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be grateful and to never forget. Gratitude means obedience. And that was the one thing that was missing from the children of Israel. Allah reminds them again, and fear a day when no soul will suffice for another soul at all, and no compensation will be accepted from it, nor will any intercession benefit it, nor will they be aided. And mention of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when Abraham was tried by his Lord with words, and he fulfilled them. Why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning Ibrahim alayhi salam here? Because Ibrahim alayhi salam is called, quote unquote, the father of the three monotheistic religions. Because every single religion, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, we all revere Ibrahim alayhi salam. Everyone claims that he was the father of their religion and he was their role model and they are proud of him. This is the status of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, compare yourself. He's telling the Bani Israel, compare yourself to your own ancestor, the one that you claim for yourself, the one that you are so proud of, Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was also tried by some words from Allah, and you are being tried by some words of Allah. You are denying the words of Allah, and he fulfilled the words of Allah. There were some commands. Allah says, Allah said, indeed, I will make you a leader for the people. Ibrahim alayhi salam was promised leadership of all of humanity, and truly, he is and will continue to be a leader of all peoples. Ibrahim said, and of my descendants, Allah said, my covenant does not include the wrongdoers. This is a warning to the Bani Israel. And mentioned when we made the house, that is the Kaaba, a place of return for the people and a place of security. And take, O believers, from the standing place of Abraham a place of prayer. Ibrahim alayhi salam would stand in a certain spot when he was building the Kaaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has preserved that spot for us. And we charged Abraham and Ishmael, saying, purify my house for those who perform tawaf, and those who are staying there for worship, and those who bow and prostrate in prayer. And mentioned when Abraham said, my Lord, make this a secure city, and provide its people with fruits, whoever of them believes in Allah, and the last day. Allah said, and whoever disbelieves, I will grant him enjoyment for a little. Then I will force him to the punishment of the fire, and wretched is the destination. Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua for Makkah and its surroundings and its inhabitants. Allah says next, and mention when Abraham was raising the foundations of the house, and with him Ismail alayhi salam, saying, our Lord, accept this from us. Indeed, you are the hearing, the knowing. Amazing thing is, previously Allah has said that he told Ibrahim alayhi salam to purify his house, and he chose Ismail alayhi salam to work with him. And then what are the prophets saying? Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam, who have been honored with this great task, look at their words, hear their words. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Oh, our Rabb, accept this from us. Accept it. Yes, Allah has given them the honor of that job, but it is up to Allah if he accepts it or not. That means it depends on our niyyah. The opportunity is from Allah, but the acceptance depends on our niyyah, if it is purely for the sake of Allah. Allah does not accept anything that is not done purely for his sake. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us pure for his sake. Ameen. And may Allah forgive our shortcomings. Ameen. Look at their ultimate humility. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. You are always all hearing and knowing. Our Lord, make us Muslims in submission to you, and from our descendants a Muslim nation in submission to you, and show us our rites of Hajj and Umrah, and accept our repentance. Indeed, you are the accepting of repentance, the merciful. Their dua continues. Our Lord, and send among them, among who? The residents of Makkah, of the Haram. Ibrahim alayhi salam made a dua, our Lord, and send among them a messenger from themselves who will recite to them your verses and teach them the book and wisdom and purify them. Indeed, you are the exalted in might, the wise. Ibrahim alayhi salam made the dua for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to come to this world. He made the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would come and do four things. Number one, Yatlu alayhim ayatika. He would recite upon them the ayat of Allah. Wa yu'allimuhumul kitaba. And then he would teach them the book, meaning he would explain the book and he would follow the book so that he would become a role model. Wal hikmata. Wa yu'allimuhumul kitaba wal hikmata. He would teach them the book and he would teach them the wisdom, meaning how to implement the Quran. That is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And number four, wa yuzakkihim, and he would purify them. He would show them how to seek forgiveness and become better than who they are. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Allah, you alone have the power, the might to do that, and you have the wisdom to do this as you see fit. Allah then asks us a question. And who would be averse to the religion of Abraham except one who makes a fool of himself? So the Bani Israel are being told, the Christians are being told, why would you turn away from the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam? This is his deen. Allah says, and we have chosen him in this world, and indeed he in the hereafter will be among the righteous. When his Lord said to him, Aslim, submit, قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He said, I have submitted to the Lord of the worlds. No hesitation. Zero hesitation. Whenever Allah ordered him to do something, he did it. Allah says, and Abraham instructed his sons to do the same. And so did Jacob, saying, O my sons, indeed Allah has chosen for you this religion. So do not die except while you are Muslims. Why is Allah mentioning Yaqub alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam? Because Allah is saying that was a religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That was a religion of Yaqub alayhi salam. And that is the same religion that this Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has come with. Allah says, Ibrahim alayhi salam was chosen as a leader of the world. And the same thing can happen to the Bani Israel. They can continue to be the chosen people if they accept Islam. If they submit like their own leader had submitted, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah says, Yaqub alayhi salam said the same thing to his sons. To choose this religion, to follow this religion. And he ordered them, so do not die except while you are Muslims. Allah asks another question. Or were you witnesses when death approached Jacob? When he said to his sons, what will you worship after me? They said, we will worship your God and the God of your fathers, Abraham, Ismail, and Isaac, one God. And we are Muslims in submission to him. This was their answer. Allah says that was a nation which has passed on. It will have the consequence of what it earned, and you will have what you have earned, and you will not be asked about what they used to do. They say, be Jews or Christians, so you will be guided. Say, rather we follow the religion of Abraham, inclining toward truth, and he was not of the polytheists. Say, O believers, we have believed in Allah, and what has been revealed to us, and what has been revealed to Abraham and Ismail and Isaac and Jacob and the descendants Al-Asbat, who are those, the 12 tribes of Israel who were descended from Yaqub alayhi salam. And what was given to Moses and Jesus and what was given to the prophets from their Lord, we make no distinction between any of them, and we are Muslims in submission to him, to Allah alone. Allah says that Ibrahim alayhi salam was not of the polytheists. Why is that important? It is particularly important here because the kuffar of Makkah also believed in Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ismail alayhi salam was of their ancestors and they were proud of that heritage. In fact, the kuffar of Makkah used to perform some of those rites, the rituals of Hajj that Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam had taught their communities. But they had made a lot of changes in their religion. But they used to perform Hajj and pilgrimage and do tawaf and some of those rituals that were the same as those performed by Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the kuffar believe in Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Jews believe in Ibrahim alayhi salam, the Christians believe in Ibrahim alayhi salam, but his religion was a religion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are told to not make a distinction between any of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, so if they believe in the same as you believe in, then they have been rightly guided. But if they turn away, they are only in dissension. And Allah is sufficient for you against them. And He is the hearing, the knowing. Sibghat Allah. Wa man ahsanu min Allahi sibgha. Wa nahnu lahu abidun. And say, ours is a religion of Allah. Sibghat Allah. Sibgha means color. the color of Allah. What is the color of Allah? Sibgha, it was a dye that people used to use in baptism. It was a yellow colored dye that they would put in the water to baptize a newborn baby. And they would say that if you have this color, then you have the color of Allah, you are on the right religion. Allah says, the color of Allah, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ سِبْغَى, who is better in color than Allah? Who is better in religion than Allah? What is the color of Allah? The color of Allah is to have His religion in our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies, and to follow that. The religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the religion of the Quran, the character of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha radiallahu anha said, خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ, his khuluq, his character, his personality was the Quran, meaning he was the walking, talking Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who is better than Allah in religion, in ordaining religion? And say, and we are worshippers of Him. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do you argue with us about Allah while He is our Lord and your Lord? For us are our deeds and for you are your deeds. And we are sincere in deed and intention to Him. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُخْلِصُونَ. Allah wants us to be an abd. Allah wants you and I to be His slave. Allah wants us to be mukhlis. Allah wants us to be sincere. And we are supposed to say that this is sincerity. Surah Al-Ikhlas, the surah of sincerity, means قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدْ. There is no one like Him. Allah then says, or do you say that Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob and the descendants were Jews or Christians? Say, are you more knowing or is Allah? And who is more unjust than one who conceals a testimony he has from Allah, the testimony of the Torah? Allah says, and Allah is not unaware of what you do. Because Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, Isaac, Jacob, and the descendants, they were not Jews and they were not Christians, because the Torah came centuries later and the Bible came even later. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you believe in those people, but what was their religion? Allah says, that is a nation which has passed on. It will have the consequence of what it earned, and you will have the consequence of what you have earned, and you will not be asked about what they used to do. Alhamdulillah, we have completed the first juz. But let's summarize. What did we learn in the first juz? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala order us to do something? What new laws did we discover? Subhanallah, none. Alhamdulillah, none. This part of Surah Al-Baqarah is a study in characteristics, in personalities, in philosophies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compares different kinds of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first in Surah Al-Fatiha places an idea before us. He places the idea of who He is. He places the idea of who we are. And He centers us around a goal, a sirat al-mustaqim, the straight path. He also tells us it is very important which path you're choosing. You have to be aware of what is the right path and what is not the right path. And so He opens up the rest of the Quran to us, the Furqan, the guidance, the one that distinguishes from the right and the wrong, the criterion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the first five ayat describes the muttaqeen, the pious people, the ones who are successful, ulaika humul muflihun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses and dismisses in two ayat the disbelievers who absolutely disbelieve in the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then spends a lot of time talking about hypocrites, the third category of people. And He says they're hypocrites who will never return to the path, deaf, dumb, and blind. And there are other hypocrites who walk in Islam when it is easy, but when it is difficult and challenging, they have to give up something, they stop. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give them a chance. Then Allah discusses our origins, where we came from, and the whole struggle between Adam and Eve and Iblis. The struggle between Iblis and the children of Adam and Hawa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that you have an enemy, and this was your history. You came from a place that is your home, Jannah, and you have to now earn your way back to it. And he warns us about Iblis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then talks about the fourth category of people. He talks about Al-Fasiqoon, the people who are defiantly disobedient, the Bani Israel. Long ayat about the Bani Israel, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preferred them over the worlds, and he gave them one blessing after the other. He saved them from genocide, the most cruel genocide imaginable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preferred them, gave them the Torah, and sent them one prophet after another, but they continued to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were defiant and arrogant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many, many events in their history, all together in this part. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us that they were the ones who returned with the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those are the people, their path we need to avoid. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings it all together in the best example, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Someone who nobody can criticize. Because remember, the Bani Israel would come to the Prophet ﷺ in Medina and would consistently try to find something to criticize about the Quran. They couldn't find anything, but they used to make up all kinds of objections. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says their book is not important to them. They instead rely on black magic. They have completely lost their religion. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings a beautiful example of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Nobody can object to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah invites them, behave like Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was tested by some words, but he completely fulfilled them. Allah said to him, Aslim. He said, Aslamtu li Rabbil Alameen. Just like that. It was so easy. So Allah is inviting us. He's saying Ibrahim alayhi salam, he had the color of Allah. That was the color of Allah. To obey him, to be one of the people of the Quran, to be one of the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us of those. Ismail alayhi salam, Isaac, Jacob, and their descendants, they all had the color of Allah. That was the religion. That has always been Islam. Islam has never been different. The main core of Islam has always been the same. The laws have changed according to time and situation, but the main core of Islam, the belief system of Islam, has never changed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting people to follow the best of examples. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.